Thank you, Steve, Bill, and Wendy, and Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. We talk television. I so love to see you because I know it's Friday.
Hello.
Hello.
You're like a burst of fresh air.
I am the harbinger of the weekend.
Yes, you are. That's exactly what you are, Kurt Wagner. Kurt has, as Wendy pointed out, a great website, TVShowPatrol.com, that, of course, talks all about television. Yesterday was a big day for television because we found out who was and who wasn't nominated for TV awards, for Emmy Awards on TV.
Yeah.
Were you shocked by anything?
I was surprised by some.
Here's what shocked. We had Dean Richards on right as the awards were being announced, and he pointed this out, is that every major late-night talk show got nominated with the exception of Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody else who has any kind of a show...
A well-deserved snub.
I would imagine, though, that if you're Jimmy Fallon, that's a hard day for you.
It is.
Right?
I would say so.
I like what Jimmy Fallon does because I sometimes like an escape after a long day.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
But I can see where he wouldn't be nominated.
Yeah.
At this time, I feel like there's a lot
going. Shows that focus more on the events of the day, on the president and what's going on politically... You know, your Colbert's
right.
and almost Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, basically, the election was the best thing for him ever because he came out of the dumpster.
Right.
You know, and, right. and it's now, you know, winning nights
right.
consistently.
But don't you think if you're Jimmy Fallon and you're looking at that list and you go, wow, everybody but me, everybody got nominated but me, it's got to hurt a little bit, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
And I prefer a Jimmy Fallon show over the others. But I can see where in this time right now, people prefer other things.
You know, it offers, as Wendy said, the other shows kind of have a formula that they stick to. And everybody has their own bits and their own pieces and they do it. But his has become more, it's more variety show and it's more game show. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not, it doesn't seem to be as well appreciated by the voters of the Emmys.
Well, I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 4 out of the 6 who are nominated go heavy on the politics.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel, I would say, Jimmy Kimmel does sometimes.
Yeah.
But so he could be considered a fifth. But the only one that doesn't really do it ever is James Corden.
No,
but even
actually,
real time,
he does a little
does
bit.
Does he?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
It's always past my bedtime.
Oh, right. Yeah, he does a little bit.
Real time with Bill Maher is kind of a surprise in that list because he's had so much controversy on that show. But I think it's going to be Stephen Colbert or maybe even Samantha Bee's year. Full frontal with Samantha Bee. She's good.
She's very good. Yeah. Of that list, if I was voting, I would go John Oliver because that show just never fails to amaze me. I mean, they really dig deep.
And
pretty darn good.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he does it's not just a joke, it's like a whole
exposé.
You know, he really digs in on certain topics.
Yeah. But we live in a good time. If you're a fan of late night television, late night talk shows, that's a very formidable list.
Right.
And they all do a really good job.
Well, and I think that's why Saturday Night Live had its resurgence. I mean, it's tied with Westworld for the most nominations.
Which is weird. When is the last time SNL's even been nominated?
It always
Hasn't
gets
it been a
handful of nominations.
Yeah, and like Kate McKinnon won last year for comedy.
Yeah. But this year it was the most nominated show.
But this year it had 22 nominations, and largely, I think, because of the topical nature of it's the comedy that's been on there this year. You know, I mean, because they've done all the political stuff. Alec Baldwin and Melissa McCarthy both were nominated for guest roles for playing.
They were great.
Trump and Spicer.
And as a side note to that, Alec Baldwin the last couple of weeks has been saying, I think this has run its course. I think the Donald Trump thing kind of has played out, but it was just announced, I think last week, he's going to come back and do this again next season, which isn't surprising.
No,
you that's got like when somebody on stage goes, you know, people are clapping and you go, oh, stop. No, and then you put your hands like, come on, keep it coming.
Right.
He did the same thing
in the waning days of 30 Rock. He goes, you know, I think my character's kind of run its course. I think I'll sit out.
Well, that is a way to get voters to say, oh, well, we better vote for him now since he's not going to be back.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then a bunch of the other regular people, like Kate McKinnon did last year, was nominated and won. But this year, two other people are in that category nominated. I can't remember.
Two other cast members
in that category. I think one of the male cast members is. And then for other things that aren't on the sort of popular Emmy nominations list, they have a bunch of...
More technical type awards.
Technical stuff, and then also writing and short form things.
This was interesting to me, Kurt. Westworld, along with Saturday Night Live, had the most nominations. And I don't know if you watched Westworld with any regularity over on HBO. It was really, really good. Now, when they were first building Westworld, when they were first coming up with it, they kept delaying it and delaying it. And normally you say to yourself, oh, this is not good.
And we talked about this while it kept being delayed, that you know, it either means they really want to get it right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Or they... You know, or it's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, they're perfectionists, or it actually is horrible.
Right.
And
what a nice surprise. It turned out being really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just wanted it to be exactly right, I guess.
And that's a show, for people who don't watch it or haven't watched it, I won't give this away, but every time you think you have it figured out, when you go, oh, okay, now I understand why that's doing that and that guy's doing that, then something happens and you go, oh no, I'm wrong.
Well, and it's one of those shows, I think, that you have to pay attention and maybe watch again. I think sometimes the time stuff was a little confusing, you know, but if you just...
Time travel confuses
if
me.
If you stay in it, you know...
It pays off for you. Yeah. Did Tandy Newton get nominated for that? Because she is, I think, in a cast filled with great actors and actresses, she's a standout. She's so good on that
show. She had a good year because she was in this... the third or fourth season of this British crime drama that changes its story every year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a knockout in that, too.
And
she was like the main character in that for the current season. And I think it's on one of the streamers. I can't remember even the name of it. But so, yeah, she's had a really great year. And I think it's well-deserved because her role in that was amazing.
Excellent, yeah.
All right. It's amazing to me to see the networks are coming alive again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's always been cable and Netflix and things like
AMC
that.
AMC and FX and everything, but now it's everybody.
Yeah, and especially like in the drama categories. The networks have been almost exclusively blocked.
Thanks to This Is Us.
Well, This Is Us got a ton of nominations. Got 11 nominations. But ABC, even ABC's American Crime did well, even though it's canceled now.
Yeah.
It had some nominations and so
The Night
it's
of
sort of all
did that
around.
Get a couple of nominations,
yeah,
I
did,
hope.
That got
that's
out.
Really that was really good.
Yeah.
13.
Oh.
Is that back? Is that done? Is that
as of now it that storyline played out, so now they're in a waiting game to see if they want to do a new story.
It
or
would
not.
Be a totally different story.
I really enjoyed that. Thanks
that
for turning
wonderful.
Me on.
But
to
that was tied with The Crown on Netflix and Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
One of my daughters and my wife's favorite new show.
What is it about?
It's kind of the future. Something happens that's kind of the future, but it kind of harkens back to the past. Things happen.
It's
that
based
make,
on.
It's a bestseller.
Oh,
a novel.
What's her name's book? Can't remember her name, but yeah, it was a controversial book when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically women can't have children, so. There's only a handful of women who can, so they have sort of conscripted them to be handmaids or handmaids. And they force them to have sex with the elite people's husbands and have their babies.
And it's Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men. She's the lead in it.
Yeah, she's nominated, of course.
Yeah, she's a good actress, too. So I know it doesn't sound when it you hear the description
weird.
You go, oh, I've got to see that.
It, you know, it's really disturbing, but everything about it, you know, when it was originally written, the woman who wrote it, New York Times did some story about it, and I wish I can't think of her name, but the one who wrote it talked about how everything in the story is based on something that's happened in
right
the world.
Now.
And it was written in the 80s. So going back, you know, but I just put it through the filter of science fiction sort of and the future and, you know, the apocalypse and all that kind of stuff. And it still is relevant.
Right. Of course.
Today with a lot of stuff that's happening today too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's about dictators. It's about no free will, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We need to take a break.
You're going to watch it now?
No,
nope.
Okay. I am not going to.
We tried, Kurt. We tried.
But there are shows that you turned me on to. And one of them we'll talk about when Kurt gives us notable first timers when we return. pretty excited about that. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder. We're chatting with Kurt Wagner on WGN. Bill, I want to thank you for turning me on to a fantastic show, Baskets.
You're welcome.
I've turned one of my sons on to it. It is so unique, different, happy, sad, dark.
Sometimes happy and sad within seconds of each other.
It's like a clown.
It's Kurt, yes, it is like
a
clown.
Or a clown.
Right, absolutely right. It is. All right, so Zach Galifianakis is a very offbeat comic, and he plays an equally offbeat character on Baskets. But the big surprise is Louis Anderson, who's a very, very funny man, playing the role of the mom on this show. He plays Zach Galifianakis' mom so convincingly that last year he was awarded, he got an Emmy Award for his portrayal.
And he's nominated again. Zach plays two characters, two brothers.
Twins.
Very different.
But they're very different. They look the same, but they're very different.
And one has a more southern accent than the other for reasons that have not been explained.
I noticed that yet.
Yeah.
That's true.
And there's, it is funny because they're so different, you know, the way they act, you know, and everything about them.
Chip and Dale, right?
Which, you know, him being nominated for his acting on the show is a smart thing. I mean, it makes sense because he's really
great.
Good. Yeah.
Acting wise, because people say I'm not a big fan of Zach Galifianakis, but he's not being Zach in one of the twins.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good news. Pamela Adlon, another one of our favorites from FX's Better Things, is also nominated, first time nominee for acting.
She does the voice. She's a voiceover actress. She does the voice of, is it Bobby Hill?
Yeah,
from King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Yeah. So, like, if you close your eyes, sometimes you totally hear it. But and it kind of focuses on her life as a voiceover actress and such. And I just really love that show. It's called Better Things. And what is it on again?
FX.
That's right.
Do you ever binge Better Things and Stranger Things back to back?
I used to.
You should do that.
I will starting near Halloween because Stranger Things will be back.
Yeah.
They announced that this week. Stranger Things back October 27th. For season two.
With a much larger cast.
Yes.
Because now they're successful and they have some money to play with, so they're bringing in a lot of new cast members.
Will Winona Ryder bring some extra imaginary friends? Will she be weirder?
I don't know if she can be weirder.
She was good on the show. She wasn't as weird on the show as she was at that awards show.
Right. She's the only one who's stranger in real life than on Stranger Things. Everybody else is different.
She did not get nominated.
Oh.
Which people thought she would, but
She's not that over the top great in that. I like seeing her. She's good.
She's a good crier.
Yeah. I don't think her acting chops.
But Barb got nominated for guest appearance.
Really?
The girl who plays Barb.
A character that is a minor character on the show, but kind of grabbed America by the heart. Because everybody kind of knows that girl who's just an outsider and she became popular.
You know, it's a guest role, so that makes sense. I mean, that's a good... They can be on for one episode.
Yeah.
And they can get nominated for that. Who else? First-timer. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, for his work with Martha Stewart?
Yeah, and Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner.
That's such a weird pair.
They're nominated together for host of a reality show.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
What do they talk about when it's just the two of them and there are no cameras?
I don't know. But if you had to say, of those two, which one do you think has done more jail time? You wouldn't guess it would be Martha Stewart.
It's true. It's true. You know, he coaches football.
Yeah.
He had a reality show where it was him coaching football, like a sort of little league, I guess, football team.
He cracks me up. I'm sorry. I just look at him and I laugh.
Does it throw you that he's quite a bit younger than us? Because in my head, he's way older than us, but he's not. He's younger than us.
I didn't realize his age.
I guess I never really even thought about it.
There's other things to worry about with him other than his age.
He's
45.
Yeah, he's 45. Like in my head, he's like, wow, he's way older than me.
I thought he was younger than 45 if you want to
Did
know
you
the
really?
Truth.
Yeah.
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 You know, I sometimes wonder if he even...
Knows that he's 45. Knows that he has birthdays.
Whatever you're going to say, I agree with you. I have no idea what you're going to say, but I agree.
It's been suggested that he's a heavy pot smoker.
Yeah.
Sometimes
he has suggested
if he even does. If he actually even does.
No,
oh, yeah,
he does.
You know,
he does.
Except for as, you know, as his persona.
Well, he does.
His out in public
Kurt,
persona.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about this guy, Jared Carmichael, who's got a show called Carmichael on NBC.
The Carmichael Show.
Right, the Carmichael Show. And during a public service announcement, he explains that, you know, for years it was say no to drugs, but it's not that anymore. It's say when, like all drugs in moderation. take some drugs, it'll make you more creative. And then he lights up a marijuana cigarette and he smokes it at the end of the, this public service announcement. Have you seen this?
No.
It ran two nights ago. Really? I was shocked by what I was watching.
We got to find out more about that because that had to be slipped in. I can't see. It's like a spoof, in my opinion, of those.
Public service announcements.
And I don't know how NBC let that go. And Bill, you're the only one who's under 80 who said marijuana cigarette, by the way. That was
what
funny.
What show was it?
It was on between. They did back-to-back episodes of the Carmichael Show on NBC. So in the middle, during the commercial break, you know, it's like a multicolored star field of glittery stars.
Maybe it was his own. Like maybe they just put a spoof thing in there. Or was it for a California Pot Growers Association or something?
No, it wasn't.
We have to look more into this. Leah Remini, try out that Scientology in the Aftermath. I've been watching that recently,
too. Yeah, that was nominated for Best Informational Series.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jack White for Best Music Direction of American Epic. That's a new category. And that's well-deserved, too, because I love that show.
Yeah. All right, so the show airs in September. Is that when the Emmy Awards are?
Yeah.
And it's Stephen Colbert hosting.
Stephen Colbert hosts, and he might be a winner. Oh, and Milo Ventimiglia was not expected to get a nomination, Best Actor nomination.
But he
did. This Is Us. But he showed us his butt, so he did.
That's all it
takes?
That's
what I did. last thing, I want to get this in, because we, Bill and I were just talking about this off the air. They have stopped production of Walking Dead at this point.
Two horrible things happened in the last week. Did you know this?
Yeah.
A stuntman just died. He fell.
Did he die?
No, he's on life support.
He's on life support. They say he's brain dead.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah.
And then the guy who does the voiceovers.
Now we're getting word that he might have died.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll check into that.
Yeah, that was just this morning, yeah.
The guy who does all the voiceovers for the on AMC's Walking Dead, you know that guy? He died in a skydiving accident over the weekend.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Huh.
The stuntman did die. This is an update.
Yeah, that's what I had read that this morning.
Yeah, I'd read they were just waiting for his family to get there.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible.
He fell like 20 feet.
30 feet.
30 feet.
While they were blocking a fight. And he, like something collapsed. Something didn't support him.
Yeah.
And he fell.
Oh, no.
And it sounds like he just catastrophic head injuries. Yeah. Like he landed on his head.
That's terrible. Young guy. That's Kurt Wagner. His website is TVShowPatrol.com. Did you want to add something?
Game of Thrones sucks. Season 7 this weekend.
Season
Sunday.
7. Game of Thrones.
Kevin's doing jumping jacks. He's excited
Very
about
excited.
That. Never watched a second of that. Have you, Bill?
No.
I've watched every second of it.
At some point I will, because everybody says great things about it.
I still haven't seen one second of Mad Men.
No.
Oh, and this just in, Jersey Shore cast will reunite in a new reunion docuseries.
See,
on
Wendy,
E.
you say praying goes unanswered. I think that proves you wrong.
An answer to your prayers, Bill.
He's going to have a new show called Reunion Road Trip in the Jersey Shore cast.
That sounds so exciting. That sounds great. All right, thank you, Kurt. We'll take a quick break. We've got news next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.